Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast. I'm Emma.
I'm Daniel, and today we are going to talk about a new development in the aerospace sector that could have a big impact on sustainability efforts.
Yes, it's about COATIZIT launching the first product carbon footprint, standard for cemented carbide products.
I see. So what exactly is a PCF standard, and why is it important?
Well, the PCF stands for product carbon footprint. It's a measure of the greenhouse gas emissions associated with a product throughout its life cycle.
Oh right, so this is essentially tracking how much carbon is emitted during the production and use of a product.
Exactly, and what makes this new standard unique is that it's the first of its kind specifically for cemented carbide products.
I see, and how exactly is this being implemented?
Since 18 September, the PCF classification of the first wave of products is displayed in the shop and on all invoices.
That sounds like a big step forward, so customers can now see the carbon footprint of the products they are purchasing.
Yes, and it's not just a number. The classification is alphabetical with 6 classes from A to F.
Right, so Class A would be the best in terms of low emissions, and Class F would be the highest.
Exactly. And the PCF classes are now visible on invoices and in the online shop.
That's pretty cool. I imagine this will help companies track and reduce their own emissions.
That's exactly what the executive board spokesman Dr. Andreas Lackner said. He mentioned that the PCF figures provide the basis for setting up a strategy to reduce their own emissions.
So, how many service levels are there around the PCF offering?
There are 3 service levels. The first one is free and displays the PCF class in the shop and on invoices.
And the second one?
The second option provides an average PCF value in kg COTUE/kg product and a summary overview of the total carbon footprint related to the listed products.
I see, and the third service level?
The most comprehensive service level provides customers with detailed PCF information on every purchased product for which the data is available.
That sounds really detailed, but at the start, this information will only be offered for some products.
Yes, but the goal is to gradually expand the share and ultimately provide PCF information for all products.
I see. Are there any products that come with PCF information by default?
Yes, the upgrade products always come with PCF information.
What makes these upgrade products special?
They are made from 100% secondary raw materials and have a particularly low PCF.
Oh, that's interesting. So these products are more sustainable by design.
Exactly. For example, the CTGS20Y grade for rods for cutting tools and the KLC20+ grade for woodworking are made from strictly selected secondary raw materials.
And what's the impact on the PCF?
Their PCF is on average around 60% below the PCF of corresponding standard COATIZIT grades and places them in PCF class A.
Wow, that's quite a big reduction.
Yes, and the calculation approach is in line with the ISO 14067 2018 standard.
Right, that's an international standard for carbon footprint calculations.
And it's been critically reviewed by a third party, Denkstat, a member of Inogen Environmental Alliance.
That adds credibility to the process, so the model has been verified externally.
Exactly, and more detailed information on the model will be available soon.
I see, and how can people get more information?
They can request it via the link on the landing page or directly by email to sustainability@seratizit.com.
That seems like a good way to promote transparency and collaboration.
Yes, and the company invites everyone to take a look at the model and adopt it if they wish.
I think this is a great step towards a more sustainable future for the industry.
Absolutely. It's clear that COATIZIT is committed to leading the hard metal industry into a more sustainable future.
And this initiative will not only help customers track their emissions, but also encourage them to make more sustainable choices.
That's right. So, Daniel, what's your take on this new development?
I think it's a game changer. It's great to see a company taking such a proactive approach to sustainability.
Agreed, and it's also a good example for other companies in the industry to follow.
Yes, and it's especially relevant in the aerospace sector, where sustainability is becoming increasingly important.
Definitely. So to wrap up, CERA-ATIZIT's new PCF standard is a significant step towards sustainability in the hard metal industry.
And it's a great example of how companies can work together to achieve a more sustainable future.
Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast.
Stay tuned for more updates on the latest industry trends.